This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Well, dear listeners, Thanksgiving is past, and maybe your leftovers are disappearing. But I want to check in with you about trail snacks today. No, not trail snacks for you, trail snacks for your dog. You've met Augie, at least auditorially through me, my big old Malamute buddy who hikes with me quite a bit these days. And one thing I've learned about training a dog is that actually I'm training myself. We don't train dogs. We train the human, and the dog follows the lead of that alpha of the pack, which better be you. And a big piece of training, of course, is the treats. Now, I made a mistake a few weeks ago. I bought a bag of doggy treats in the grocery. I was kind of in a rush, and I looked for one that had some sort of meat in it, maybe. And I grabbed one in a hurry, and I regretted it, because when I read the back of the package later on up at camp, oh my goodness, it advised you to not give your dog more than two of them a day, because there was so much crud in them, industrial waste products, preservatives and chemicals and who knows what. Oh, I mean, if it's got four syllables, nobody should be eating it, right? So here's what I'm doing for Augie's treats these days. And this is very inexpensive, and they're nice big treats, and he loves them. I get chicken livers. You can buy chicken liver snacks in certain markets for dogs, and they are pretty darn good, but they're tiny little, you know, they're the size of a Tic Tac. I buy the whole chicken livers in the grocery. It's like a buck and a half a pound. And then I fry them up with a little bit of soy sauce to give him some salt. And then I either freeze them for short outings, or I put them in the food dehydrator and dehydrate them. And either way, they become really yummy dog snacks that he is highly motivated to receive. One of the most important commands that we have learned together is leave it. And leave it applies to just about everything. Other dogs, trashy wrappers on the ground in the gutter in town, that squirrel carcass on the side of the trail. Whatever it is, Augie leaves it really well these days. And that makes me so happy, because I know that he is healthier and happier because of that command. So looking forward to seeing you with your dog on the trail, but remember, not in the national park, just about everywhere else. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb.